John, good morning.
Good morning.
So, John, which areas in Australia have we done well in?
We are doing very well in health and in education. Our life expectancy continues to grow longer and indeed is one of the best in the world. And in education, we're more and more highly qualified. So if you look at the working age population in the year 2000, 27.5% had a higher education or vocational qualification. Now it's up to 43.7%. So we're really doing better than most countries in producing a healthy and a well-educated community.
Well, that sounds pretty emboldening. Like, I feel pretty good about that. But is there anything we need to improve upon, though?
There are certainly some areas where we do need significant improvement. One is in our action to tackle climate change, where our greenhouse gas emissions now are around the same as they were in the year 2000 or even 1990, despite our targets to reduce emissions in order to avoid dangerous climate change, we're really doing very little to achieve it. Another major area is inequality, where although we've had 27 years of strong economic growth, inequality hasn't got any better, and indeed wealth inequality has got worse, so that the poorest 40% of Australians now own less than 5% of all Australia's wealth.
Oh dear, that sounds pretty bad. Well, kind of going back to climate change, what does Australia need to address on both the domestic and political levels to improve upon this area?
Australia has a target to reduce emissions by 26% by 2030 under the Paris Agreement. That's a very modest target. That's not enough for us to keep global warming below 2 degrees. But we're not even close to achieving that very modest target. And that's because emissions from transport, our cars, our transport system are going up. Emissions from industry are increasing substantially. And although we're beginning to see some renewable energy come into our electricity system, we're not doing nearly enough in electricity to reduce emissions either. So we have to reduce emissions across the whole economy, across transport, industry, and electricity, if we're going to have a safe climate.
Right. If you're just joining us here on The Daily, we're speaking with Chairman of Climate Works Australia, Professor John Thwaites, about Australia's efforts at reaching the UN Sustainable Development Goals. So, John, the report brings to light challenges stopping Australia from reaching economic goals. What exactly are these challenges?
One of the big challenges that we face in the economy is to ensure that we're ready for a very knowledge-based economy in the future. The world generally is moving to a more knowledge-based, research-based economy. And in Australia, we invest less than many other advanced countries in that sort of knowledge-based capital, whether it's software, IT, human capital in firms. And indeed, business investment in research and development has been going backwards in recent years. We've traditionally relied very much on our resources, on our mining resources, for example, in our exports. But there is a real risk that that's not going to go on forever, and that we do need to have an economy that's more positioned for this knowledge-based world of the future.
Well, what kind of chance do we have of reaching these goals by 2030?
We've got a very good chance of reaching goals in education and health, and we're on track to do that. What we need to do is take a lot more action to achieve the climate goal and the inequality goal, some of the other environmental goals, such as protecting biodiversity. We also have some big challenges in, because the way we've operated in Australia has tended to be at the expense of the environment, and that is something that's not going to be good for the environment, but it's not good for future generations who should be able to enjoy a wonderful natural environment.
Yeah, it's a bit of a shame if our younger generation won't be able to enjoy beautiful splendor out there. Professor Thwaites, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
That's a pleasure.